Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. And also, for those of you who want a copy of the messages, it is 75 cents per dozen. And if you want to write in that request, write to the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Now, if you prefer to call in, the request of the messages, call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get anyone at that number, call area code 816-252-2343. Once again, that's area code 816-252-2343. And the fax number is going to be area code 816-252-0143. So, thank God for another blessed day. Without further ado, for those of you that's listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this day. You have blessed us again to assemble together to hear the word of God, to know your will, to know what you accept and reject, and Father, to be informed through your very word and by your spirit. This day, Lord, once again, we take this journey into the word of God, and we admit that we can't make it without you, so we lay our petition before you, that your spirit would accompany us on this journey, that we may understand your word. Father, I pray that you will pour your anointing upon me as I present this message unto those who are listening. I pray that your spirit will carry this word to their hearts that they may understand. So, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today's words message is entitled, The Midnight Cry, Don't Turn a Deaf Ear. The Midnight Cry, Don't Turn a Deaf Ear. This is a word from the Lord this day unto his people, those that will be of the bride. He is sending this word out, hallelujah, to all Christians. And this is a very important message. In fact, every message that the Lord sends out is important. Amen. And so it is entitled the Midnight Cry because, as we have been telling you guys about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days and sending the Elijah, he is sending the Elijah at this last hour to cry the word of the Lord unto mankind. And the message of the Lord this day, don't turn a deaf ear. Don't turn a deaf ear. As we get closer to the return of Christ, the time is getting more and more crucial for us to heed. When I say us, I'm talking about all of us. as believers to heed what the Lord is saying. The angel of the Lord has been sent by Jesus Christ to warn us. This is the end time warning. Will you heed it? Now, we have been talking to you guys and sharing the word of the Lord with you all and letting you know what Jesus is doing in these last days, because he have commanded us to tell you. And he has commanded us to tell you to come to him about it, to let you choose. Now, once again, the title of this message is The Midnight Cry, Don't Turn a Deaf Ear. And I'm going to open up from the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. As mentioned in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, Deuteronomy chapter 18, Revelation chapter 14. Hallelujah. And I want to read to you. It has 30 verses in here. I want to read verse 28. Amen. On June the 14th, 1939, at 1:20 a.m., the Lord decided to send his angel. And he sent his angel with a message that goes to his people and to all that would be of the bride. A message in this last hour before Christ's return, very crucial to the gathering of the bride. In Christianity, for the most part, we have preached Christ's return. We have preached that he is returning for the bride, and all of that is true. But I think that what we have left out is the process of where the bride will be brought about. Because Christianity right now is not ready for the return of Christ. And so one of the purposes of sending his angel messenger is to prepare a people to be ready for Christ's return. Just like John, when he came in the flesh, had to prepare a people to receive Christ as the Lamb. And this is why that when Christ appeared, you look in John chapter 1, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." He introduced Jesus as the Lamb, because his job at that time was to prepare a people to receive Christ as the Lamb, as the sacrifice. Well, his job today as an angelic being of the Lord is to prepare a people to receive Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So on June the 14th, 1939, the Lord sent his angel out with this message. And I want to read to you from one of these verses what he was authorized to tell us. He says, "I am the messenger of the Lord, the Elijah that was for to come, that the will of God might be proclaimed and a people prepared to meet the Christ when he comes. Behold, I have come. Hear, ye children of men, and turn not a deaf ear to my words, as I come to do the will of the Lord, and my name is John." Now, in the medical field, as we can most likely relate to it, They say that there are four levels of hearing loss. And they measure the sounds and all that by decimals and see how much of a hearing loss you lost by these particular decimals. You is considered, if you have lost anywhere from 20 to 40 decimals, your hearing loss is considered mild. If you have lost anywhere from 41 to 60 decimals, your hearing loss is considered moderate. If you have lost anywhere from 61 to 80 decimals, your hearing loss is considered severe. And last, if you have lost 81 decimals or more, your hearing loss is considered profound. So there are different levels of hearing loss. Hallelujah. And it is safe to say that all of us, at some point in the body of Christ, spiritually speaking, has suffered some type of hearing loss. Some of us, the hearing loss has been mild. Some have been moderate. Some have been severe. And some is going to be so profound. But I'm here to tell you today that the Lord, hallelujah, wants you to be attentive to what he is speaking in this day and time for his people. Now, the angel of the Lord was authorized to tell us to not turn a deaf ear to his words. Now, his words is not merely just his words, but he's talking about the words that he's speaking, which is the word of Jesus Christ. Now, when you hear the term, turn not a deaf ear, that means when one turns a deaf ear, that means they refuse to listen. They refuse to listen. Jesus authorized the Elijah here, this angel of the Lord, to tell us, turn not a deaf ear to my words. Don't get into a place where you refuse to listen to the words that I'm giving you. And Jesus authorized this angel to give this statement, which is not a statement to take you against your will, but a statement to warn you. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Because when he says, turn not a deaf ear, he's not forcing anyone to hear the words that he's bringing. But he's warning you, if you do refuse to listen, there is consequences that you're going to pay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't have that type of nature to take you against your will. But what he does is that he lays down the blessings or cursing, the good or the bad, and then he tells you to choose. Hallelujah. You know what? He loves man so much that you know that he's even setting himself up to be hurt. Now, some of you say, well, what do you mean by that, Brother Nate? Because when he sets down and sets forth blessings or cursing, good or bad, right or wrong, and he loves you so much to say, I'm going to let you exercise your free will to choose which one you want to go, that some of his creation and some of his own people have and will choose evil. Do you think that is bring joy to God? No, it doesn't bring joy to him. It hurts. But even though he puts himself into that position, it is because of his love for you and for me that he does such a thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. See, we were all created by God. All mankind was created by God. But even though we was created by Jesus Christ, the true and living God, he still says, I'm going to let you choose which way you're going to go. Hallelujah. That's why I say to you one and all, people don't want to be with you. You can't make them stay. Some of you are trying to force people against their will to even do right. Some of you trying to force people to stay with you. Understand this. If they want to go, let them go. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm speaking this route right here, but I have to let you know, because some of you are trying to hold people, trying to make people do right, and they don't want to do right. You're going into a way where you're forcing them against their will. Some of you are trying to force people, like I said, to stay with you. If they want to go, let them go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the angel says in this verse here also, he said that I am the messenger of the Lord, the Elijah that will further come, that the will of God might be proclaimed. That the will of God might be proclaimed. He comes to proclaim the will of God. And those that receive the words that he's bringing from Jesus Christ is also commissioned to proclaim the will of God. Now, what is the will? Well, we know from the words that Jesus has been sending through the angel messenger, if you will read the messages and study them, one of the common things you will find that it is God's will is that for his body, which are Christians, be restored back to being truly one, where the faithful in Christ will flow together. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because way Christianity looks today, broken up in fragments, pieces here, pieces there, and still coming together on the mic and saying, oh, we serving the same God. But what we're presenting to the world is a separated people. And we act as though God is pleased with our position. We can't get together like we need to, because we're sitting here saying, hallelujah, well, you're not of my church, and you're not of my church, and we don't believe the way y'all do it. Y'all don't believe the way we do it. All this kind of stuff that has caused separation. Hallelujah. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we are told that we were baptized by one spirit into one body. Hallelujah. Now, it's interesting that the Lord had the Apostle Paul to tell the Christians at Corinth this thing. He didn't just say we were baptized into a body, but he put the word one. Now, you can look it up yourself in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. You can look it up yourself. But the word one is put with spirit, and the word one is put with body. Okay? Hallelujah. And what has happened, and I'm about to say this, that I know that some of you don't want to hear and may get upset, but what has happened with us in Christianity. Now, I'm not talking about all these other religions. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about Christianity. What has happened is that we're so used to saying, you're not of my church and I'm not of your church. But we got to understand that according to Ephesians, what is that, chapter 1, we are told that the church is the body of Christ. So what we've been doing in Christianity, we have been showing like Christ has a bunch of body. Now, I'm not talking about, see, some of you are here that say, well, it's true because we all different bodies. No, I ain't talking about locals. Because even though that's considered in a smaller sense bodies, it still would be linked to one general body. It is not going to be different names. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're called different names. We're called Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, Presbyterian. We're called all these different names. And some of you said, well, that don't mean nothing. Guess again. And let's be real. Yes, it does. Because this is one of the things that keep us separated. This is one of the things where we say, my church don't believe like your church because we believe. Because we know why? Because we ride it on doctrines that fits our denomination. And it has kept us in Christianity separated. But see, the Apostle Paul said we were baptized into one body. Not two, not three, not four bodies, but one body. Okay? So we don't hear ourselves when we say that, well, we're not in the same church. What we're saying is that we're not in the same body. Because in Ephesians chapter 1, it says the church is, the body is the church. The church is his body. He has one body. Remember, you can look at us for an example. The Bible said that we were created in the image of God, right? Each one of us that created, how many bodies? One body, okay? So if we were created in his image, and we got one body, that means that what? God the Father, the being, God has what? One body. You understand that? And this is why the Apostle Paul said, he said, by one spirit, not more than one spirit, and this is how we've been acting in Christianity, like there are more than one Holy Ghost. Okay, don't, as Brother Hagin used to say, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. And see, the Lord has been sending the Elijah to proclaim this word, which is the will of God, that Christianity will be truly, not talking about it now, but truly be one, where there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, under one name, hallelujah, amen. And see, some of you are listening, you say, well, you know, Brother Nate, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Because I'm going to tell you that the enemy uses that to keep us separated. Whenever we start to get something together going, the devil will whisper in one ear and say, you know what? You know, y'all not of the same church. Y'all don't believe like they do. You know, he's of another church and he don't believe like y'all do. Yeah, hear what I'm saying? Now, that's just a hard, straight truth, people. And see, that's one of the things among Christianity we have dodged. We have dodged talking the truth about that matter, how we are really separated. Now, we throw it up in the air a little bit, but nobody's really talking about truly coming together and being really one under Christ. No one really wants to talk about it. But the Lord said, you know what? He's going to talk about it because he's proclaiming his will. And his will is for all Christendom to flow together as one, the faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said, turn not a deaf ear to my words. Don't get into the place where you refuse to hear. And in these last days, some of God's people have gotten to a place where they refuse to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And as I shared with you a few minutes ago, when the angel says this, he's not telling you words to take you against your will. This is a word of warning. Because it's going to bring consequences. This message is going to go out unto the world. And to those that say, hey, I'm going to hear this, Lord. I'm taking this to you. You're going to be blessed. But those of you that say, I refuse to hear this. There's consequences that will be paid. Now, Brother Nate has to lay it down for you like that. Now, some of you will hear me say that and say, oh, you being braggadocious. You uplifting your church. Now, one time on this broadcast, have you ever heard me or the brothers or sisters on this line uplift the church over the work of Christ? Now, you got a lot of churches uplifting their churches now. They talk about how good and great they building and the people and everything in it from the head to the toe. But see, this is not why we're on this broadcast, people. We're on this broadcast to give the gospel in its fullness. We are on this broadcast to tell you about the work of Jesus Christ, the work of restitution and restoration. That's the reason why we're on this broadcast. We're not here on this broadcast to elevate the church we belong to. We're not here for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, let's go into the Bible. We're talking about, in these last hours, The Lord said, don't turn a deaf ear. Because the Lord is speaking in this last hour. And he is speaking a word of unity. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 28. He is speaking a word of unity to bring Christendom together. Hallelujah. Glory. And see, he started this thing out by sending the Elijah, an angelic being. He didn't start it out with us among ourselves, because you know what? We too much grabbing our clubs and trying to hit each other side of the head. Hallelujah. Do you know in Matthew chapter 25, verses what? 1 through 10, remember it said, at midnight a cry was made. Well, who made the cry? And some of you said, well, it was the Christian. No. Remember, the wise and the foolish represent the Christian world. They was what? Sleep. So somebody else made the cry. Who made the cry? It had to be an heavenly angelic being. You get what I'm saying? Because it wasn't the people that were Christians here on earth, because they were put into two categories, wise and foolish. And guess what? Both of them were asleep. So they weren't making the cry at midnight in the last hour. So it had to be a heavenly angelic being that was making this cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. And the Lord is crying out this word today. Oh, glory. He said, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And see, the Lord wants us to meet him together. Christians meeting him together. But because we're so separated, as I told you, Christianity is not ready to meet Christ right now. Because we're too separated. Hallelujah. Now in the book of Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, look at what it says here. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. The word of God said, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Now that's deep, people. I don't know. Has it registered with any of you? That verse right there. But the Lord said, he does not just be confined to a male. Like when God says man in many of the scriptures, he's not referring to just a male. Man is short for mankind, which covers male and female. So when he says he here, he's not talking about just a male. He's talking about male or female. Because all of us in Christ comes under sonship. Okay, so he's talking about male or female. So he said, he that turn away his ear, in other words, turning a deaf ear or refusing to listen to the law. What is the law today? The gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the law in its fullness. The word of God is the law. And the Lord said, he that turneth his ear away from the law. Once again, this doesn't matter what color you are. You understand this? It don't matter what color you are or what gender you are. We can say men, men like this and women, women like this all we want to. What this scripture comes down to is telling you, God is saying, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. If you turn your ear away from my law, God said, even your prayer shall be an abomination. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, something that's abomination is detestable. You know, it's just disgusting. Loathsome. Hallelujah. You turn your ear away from his love. See, as I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, there are different levels of hearing loss. And all of us at some point had refused to hear God on something. But there are some of us who is advancing and it's getting worse and worse, okay? It's getting worse and worse, people. To a point where you're seeing more in these last days, they refuse to hear anything of God's word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's serious bad, people. It's bad enough when we just don't hear him, period, and refuse anything from him. But then when you get into a point where you build up to spiritually being profound hearing loss, that means you ain't hearing nothing. You ain't hearing from him. And God said your prayer is abomination. Many of us won't hear the words. Some of you don't even want to study the word because you think that, well, if I don't know what it says, take for example the Bible, if I don't know what the Bible said, then the Lord can't hold that in account against me and I can do what I want to do. Well, see, you're still rejecting knowledge. You're still rejecting knowledge. When you refuse to get in the word of God, do you know you're rejecting knowledge? Because the word of God contains knowledge. Even if you just look in the Bible, it contains knowledge. And if you refuse to get in that word, you are refusing knowledge. And you think you're going to be exempt. You ain't going to be exempt because you are in ignorance, and especially when you are willingly ignorant. Okay? Hallelujah. And you got people in these last days, they have been turning their ear from hearing the word of God. They refuse to hear the word of God. Have you ever been talking with someone? Maybe they ask you about something and you are telling them the answer to what they're asking, but they don't want to hear it and they still asking you. That gets kind of nerve-wracking, don't it? Don't it? If they asking you, you know, how you fix the thing and you're telling them how to fix it, and they don't want to hear that instruction, but still they saying, how do you fix it, though? And you say, I'm telling you. And they go, well, I don't quite understand. I just don't understand. How do you fix it? And you say, I'm telling you how to fix it. Have any of y'all been through something like that? Could you imagine? The Lord has given his words to help us live. And some of us are getting to the point where we say, we refuse to listen to that. But still we praying to God and say, Lord, I need you to direct me. And the Lord is saying, why? Because you ain't listening to what I already have sent to you as is. Hallelujah. Some of you are sitting around saying, well, you know, I'm waiting for the Spirit to tell me stuff. Well, if you don't hear from the Spirit, you still got the Word of God. Amen. But see, some of you don't want to go into the Word of God. You don't want to know what the Word of God says about your situation. Because why? You're refusing to listen to any direction. That's just like when you're dealing with a person. Hallelujah. That some of you, I know, experience on your job. There are some of you, and I have experienced it myself too. Have you ever had that person on your job where you're supervising them, sent them to you for you to train them, and you're trying to train them, and everything you telling them, they don't want to hear what you got to say, and they're fighting against it? Hallelujah. Well, how do you think that's going to work out? It ain't going to work out well, is it? Hallelujah. It's not. And see, God has been trying to train his people in the way to walk that's pleasing unto him, but many of his people refuse to hear his word. Refuse to hear it. But at the same time, you're praying, say, Lord, I need you to direct me. I need you to tell me what to do, where to go. And God is like, and you're like wondering, why is God so silent? He's silent because ain't nothing else he can tell you. You are refusing to hear his word. And he has been sending the Elijah with a word for his people, calling his people to truly come together as one, and some of you will not hear it. You refuse to hear it. In fact, let me go this route. You refuse to hear it because you want to stay in the condition that you're in. Some of you are afraid that if you truly hear it, that some of the stuff that you've been getting away with in the churches is going to end. Well, let's be real about it, people. Let's be real about it. It's just like some pastors who speak to their members about, if the members say, hey, I heard this church down the street is having a revival, And that pastor jumped up quickly and said, don't you go there. Well, why not, pastor? Because those people so-and-so. You know, just talking about it. Well, you know why many of them do that? Because they're afraid that they're going to lose you as a member. And guess what goes with you? The money. Okay? That's what goes with you. The money. Now, did Brother Nate say every pastor like that? No, I didn't. But many of them are. And some of them wasn't like that, but now they have started to turn to be like that. You get what I'm saying? Because we're living in a time now that many of these preachers or pastors or what have you are charging almost through the roof just to do a Sunday service. You get what I'm saying? They have went overboard in the charging. Amen. Just went strictly overboard. Trying to live, as they say, fat. Amen. Amen. So the Lord said, you choose to turn your ear away from my word. He said, your prayer is going to become an abomination unto me. Wow. Wow. When God calls something an abomination, he really detests people. He really detests it. Amen. And see, he's showing you in that verse that there are some who refuse to hear his word, but still have the audacity to try to utter a prayer to him. Yeah. That's true, people. I say it again. There are some who have refused to hear his word, any instruction, any correction of his word, and still have the audacity to sit there and try to utter prayers to him. Lord, I need you to do this, Lord. Need you to do that. But you refuse to hear his word. So much you won't live the way that's pleasing unto him. You won't do that. When the word tells you how to live, the word tells you what to do, you just refuse it. But yet still, trouble comes, and here you are uttering up unto God and say, Lord, I need this. God said your very prayers is abomination. See, God has finished showing these last days. You know, you got some people say, Lord, whatever your will be, let your will be done. The Lord said, okay, we're going to see. Because he's been sending it through the Elijah, calling his people to truly come together. And if you truly want to do the will of God, then there's the word there for you. See, the Lord in these last days, he's going to show whose heart was really honest in saying, Lord, whatever your will be. Because even though you got some people talking about how we in Christianity, we separated, we need to come together, you're going to find out with some of them, it was just talk. Don't really want to come together. I'm telling you, people that don't really want to come together. Hallelujah. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Let's look at Acts chapter 3. And here, I'm going to start at verse 22. And I'm going to read 22 and 23. 23 will be my key verse. Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22 said, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Now let's stop there for a minute. Some people, when they see this verse and where it said Moses said and what it is, Peter was quoting what Moses said back in Deuteronomy chapter 18, letting them know that that scripture still was to be going to be fulfilled. And notice that he said, that Moses said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you. Hallelujah. Of your brethren, like unto me. Now, Some people look at that verse and they think that that prophet is Jesus Christ. In fact, when they mention Deuteronomy 18 and 18, and they read about what Moses said, they say, oh, yeah, that was Jesus. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Number one, a prophet represents God, okay? Jesus did not represent God. He is God. I'm going to say that again. A prophet represents God. Just like if you go to court and you got a lawyer, the lawyer represents you. The lawyer is not you. He represents you. Well, Jesus did not represent God. He is God. So therefore, he was not a prophet. Number two, a prophet could not die for the people. Okay? A prophet couldn't die for the people. So you said, well, who is this here? This prophet here is the resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, and God, in using Moses, said that him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. He said all things. He didn't say some things. Well, why is it, Brother Nate, we got to hear all things? Man can make a mistake. Do we got to hear all things? He's talking about here when he is being sent back as an angelic being. He's going to speak nothing but the word of God. That's why he said, in him you shall hear all things. Because he's only going to speak what Jesus authorized him to speak. The angel of the Lord, the Elijah, thus far, who have brought 120 messages, only spoke in all those messages what he was authorized to speak. You get that? Following Jesus to a T. So ain't no need of you say, okay, if I come across Elijah, I'm going to ask him this question and this question. If he ain't authorized to answer, guess what you get? You guess it, didn't you? No answer. That's what you get. Okay? Now, verse 23. Now, listen to this. And it said, and it shall come to pass, every soul. Do you see that? Every soul. Not some souls. Every soul. Once again, what is this dealing with? Gender, okay, and race. So he says, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear, that means turning a deaf ear, that means refusing to listen, every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be what? Destroyed from among the people. Listen, people, I don't know how much more serious can you get. I don't know how much more serious you can get. When you refuse to hear the law of the word of God, it brings consequences that is not good, okay? Don't let nobody fool you into thinking that if they don't abide by the word of God, Jesus said in John 15, if ye abide in me and my word abides in you, okay? Don't let nobody fool you to thinking that you ain't got to do. And God just love you and just you're just going to go into the pearly gates and bust them wide open. Well, let me tell you what they're doing to you. They're lying to you. That's exactly what they're doing. They're being used by the enemy to mislead you down the wrong road, period. But once again, turning a deaf ear brings consequences. And this is when you refuse to listen. And he said that every soul which would not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And it's sad to say, every soul in this last day is not going to hear. That's the truth. You say, well, Brother Nate, you passing judgment. No, I'm not. Because remember in 2 Peter chapter 3, the word said that the Lord is willing that no man perish, but all will come to repentance. Well, that's true. But do you think everybody is going to repent? If that be the case, it wouldn't be no folks in hell like it is now. And there are going to be some that's going to go on to hell. You just make sure it ain't you, okay? Why? Because, see, man is giving, like I said, I don't care if God send you a word every day for the rest of your life. You still have free moral agency. And you still, he still left it up to you to choose whether you accept it or not, whether you're going to obey it or not. He still leave that up to you to choose. He loved you that much that he said, hey, I want you to choose. If you start going down the wrong road, yeah, he talked to you. He said, my child, repent. Come on back. Repent. Come on back. And you keep saying, nah, I just want to, I ain't ready, Lord. I just want to do my own thing. Well, you stay out there long enough, then God said, okay, you made your decision. I'm going to let you go. And see, ain't going to be no help for you people. You can sit up there and listen to the devil tell you all them lies if you want to. When he get finna lead you down that road to hell, and you in hell, and you looking up to, hey, you told me you were going to do, he's going to laugh in your face, and he's going to start tormenting you. Period. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one more verse here. I'm going to come from the regular Nephite. And this is going to be 2 Nephi. Should be 2 Nephi chapter 9. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 31. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 31. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 31. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord. And Nephi, look what the Lord gave the servant of the Lord to say. He said, and woe unto the deaf that will not hear, for they shall perish. Wow. No, he said, woe unto the deaf. Now, you know, when you're deaf, you can't hear. And he said, woe unto the deaf that will not hear. Those that turning a deaf ear, those that refuse to hear, he said what? For they shall perish. When you ain't got to a point where you just totally stop here, you destruction awaits you people. That's why he said, woe. Woe don't mean blessing. Hallelujah. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you, brother.
Amen. So woe does not mean blessing. And so the Lord said, now, if you turn a deaf ear, you refuse to hear, he said, woe unto the deaf. He said, for that will not hear. Notice that it said will not. That means you choose to refuse to listen. And see, in this last hour, the Lord's been sending the angel messenger, and he says, turn not a deaf ear to my words. Don't get to the point where you're refusing to hear what I say. And sad to say, with some of God's people, that's been happening. Amen. It's been happening, people. This word is the word of the Lord in these last days. The Lord in this last hour, through his angel messenger, the Elijah, is making a final glory, is making a final call for his people to come together. And all that will hear and obey is going to represent the faithful and the bride. But those that turn a deaf ear, that refuses to hear, the Lord say, woe unto you. Woe unto you. You're going to find out in these last days, once again, people that were saying, you know, I want to just do God's will, and whatever your will be, well, God finna show whether that heart was honest or not. Because one of the big tests in Christianity is truly coming together to be one. Now, that's a big test. A big test. Why? Because we're claiming denominations. We're claiming, hey, you're not in my church and I'm not in your church. We're claiming all that. And at the same time, when one mouth, we're saying, hey, we serve the same God. Well, I'm going to tell you what kind of God we've been showing. We've been showing a God like he's confused. He don't know what to name his people. He's calling them all kind of different names. He's telling them, say, okay, y'all come together so much, but don't come together too much. That's a God of confusion, don't you think? Yeah. And totally confuse God. I mean, we got to speak the truth about this, people. You know, it's very serious. Very serious. And like the Lord showed me about, like I said, in the medical field, they said there are 4 degrees of hearing loss. And I named those 4 degrees to y'all earlier in the broadcast. The mild, the moderate, the severe, and the profound. The profound is the highest one. And they measure your hearing dealing with decimals and how much decimals that you lose. Now, in the body of Christ, we're each around those different ranges, sad to say. Some of us are mild. Some of us is moderate. Some of us is severe. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah. And so, oh, glory. Some of us are profound. That's the highest one.
Yeah.
You ain't hearing at all. Now, we all have been subject to having a hearing loss spiritually. And what I mean is that we have not listened to God or listened to God on everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we missed it somewhere and we refused to hear. But through the body of Christ, there's been different levels of hearing loss being displayed. And so the angel says, turn not a deaf ear to my words. Don't get to the point where you refuse to listen. Because there's a consequence to play. And he said, I come to proclaim that the will of God might be. That's what I come to do. Hallelujah. See, many of us, we want to hear the sweet, sweet, brother. We want to hear the sweet, sweet. We want to hear all the sweet, sweet. Now, the sweet, sweet, we there. We'll listen to you all day long. You tell us about how many cars we get and fur coats and all that and how much God's going to have money just pouring all out of suitcases and everything. We're there all day with you. We will break out speaking in tongues with you. But when they get down to this word telling Christianity to all truly come together and be one, you got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem.
Yeah.
Because with some of us, hey, we got a good thing going on, and we start combining with some folks, we might lose that good thing. You got some preachers, like I said, they'll tell their members, the members say, hey, they having a revival down the street. That preacher tell them a minute, hey, don't go down there. Well, why don't go down there? You don't want to go with them people. You know why some of them, like I said, want some of them telling them that? Because they're afraid they're going to lose you. And when you leave, the money go. Okay? That's you know, we got to stop there. We can't have that happening. I mean, some of them see that you interested a little bit. They're going to try to cut that tree down, Pete. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for you, brother, joining in. I know you just probably just hearing in on what I say, but, brother, I want to give you a chance to speak on that. The message today was the midnight cry, don't turn a deaf ear. And the Lord is saying to his people today, you know, he even said in Proverbs, he that would turn his ear away from thy law, even his prayers would be an abomination. Now, that's something serious. That's something serious.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, God said, you turn your ear away from his law, and you still trying to utter up a prayer? He said, it's an abomination. That means it's detestable. Okay. You know, and just like with me and chitlins, brother. That's how it's like. It's like me and chitlins. I can't stand to smell it, see it, you know, none of that. Don't put it on my lips. You might make me fall out. I can't take none of that. But see, that's how God is saying how he is when we turn a deaf ear, when we refuse to hear his law, but we still uttering up a prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I want to give you a chance to speak on that, brother.
No, well, just a chance to listen in and hear a very cutting-edge message to people. A pivotal message, the time that we're living in, it has to be a cutting-edge message of truth that calls people to take it seriously, such as sacred time of hearing and not hearing, or hearing a little bit when it's convenient or when it's inconvenient, I think I don't hear. Might cost me too much. So
yeah,
in hearing and the stages that you were talking about, the hearing, the different degrees and levels of people hearing on in the deafness of the natural man, and your ears can hear afar off and certain distance and other, you don't. But like you said, the time we're living in, that it seems to be a lot of even believers are very deaf, because it says at midnight the cry is made, and the category is foolish and wise. So a lot of people don't want to fall into that unwise category because it's a woke, or what you said, a woke condition, huh? Follows that.
Amen.
So we want to get ready to submit and surrender our hearts, that we become one, as Jesus said, he and the Father was one. So this message is bringing people out to realize, commanding us the unity of the faith, that we may be founded completely on the rock. So this message is timely, that God is calling his people from the ends of the earth to this last message by the messenger, the angel of the Lord. So get ready, people, because the great shaking is going on. And if there don't be a great awakening, every habit is going to be shaken. And if we're not established, we're not ready, the shaking will shake us away. Wherever you are, today is a day of decision. Hearing this message is bringing to a time of decision. Every day we live is a day of decision. Hearing what thus saith the Lord takes away all excuses. So hear and listen. The day of your salvation is when you hear the word, the gospel of Christ, and it convicts you in your heart. Don't turn a deaf ear. Don't turn a deaf ear.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. You're definitely right, brother, on that. And once again, I thank God for you joining in on that. And this is the time, once again, we have to deliver the word of God to those that are listening. Very important. And people, I'm here to tell you that, you know, everybody is not going to be receptive, but you have to do your job. And
yeah,
this is why I told you guys, when we come on the broadcast, you've never heard us elevating the church. You have always heard us elevating the work of Christ. And that's what it's about. It's about elevating the work of Christ, what he is doing.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to take this as saying, hey, y'all trying to get me to join y'all church. This is not what this is about. I'm telling you right now. This is about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sending of the Elijah, the restitution, restoration of all things, to cause a people of faithfulness to flow together and be one, where there will be one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's what he's doing, people. This is not about elevating the church, telling you, say, hey, come on and join our church. Listen, I'm going to tell you, if everybody in the Church of Christ, the Elijah message, decide to drop their books and say, we ain't doing this no more, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ of restitution, restoration, is still going to go on. It's still going to go on.
He's
just going to have a people that's going to do it. I'm just telling you right now. So this is not about us trying to elevate the church, okay? This is about we've been commissioned to give you the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that had been sent through his angel messenger. So having said that, I want to ask my brother here if he will offer up a closing prayer.
To all you that out there and heard the word of the Lord, they have decided you haven't made Christ your Lord and Savior, and those that have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, that want us progress and go forth in all that the Lord has planned. Pray now in Jesus' name, that Lord, where I'm afar off in darkness and sin, bring me nigh unto thee. And Lord, I surrender my life. I commit my way. I believe your death and your burial and resurrection, that your blood atoned for my sins. I commit my way to you. Direct my path. Give me life. Blot out of my iniquity and make me whole, and order my steps from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, This is Brother Nate with Church Christ Alive, the message. Lord say the same. We'll be back with another broadcast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So once again, as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate. We love you all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you.